Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here another Saturday to bring forth the Word of God. God has been good to us. He has kept us by His mighty power. It is He who keeps us and not we ourselves. So we give God thanks and praise for this another opportunity to bring forth the living Word of God. The Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it brings forth transformation in us, people of God. So let us continue to eat of God's Word, and let us continue to be enriched in Him as He continues to lead us into the place that He wants us to go, into the path of righteousness for His great name's sake. So we are still in the epistles of John, and we are in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, we have done up to chapter 4, and now we're going into chapter 5, and we're going to be continuing in this series. We're going to go into the second epistle of John and also into the third and finish the epistles of John in this series. So God is doing a great work as He continues to show us that the life that we have in Him, how He has called us to love one another, to fellowship with Him, and to fellowship with the brethren. So we give God thanks for His words this evening. And before I begin, let us pray. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We just thank You for who You are. Thank You for Your love, which never fail and never give up on us. Thank You that You are God, You are holy, You are true, You are righteous, and there is none like You. I praise Your name today. I give You glory, for You are good and Your mercy endures forever. Thank You for Your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank You, O God, that Your word keeps us from stumbling. So I pray this evening in the name of Jesus, as Your word go forth, that it will bring forth change in the hearts of Your people. We pray that those who hear Your word, O God, will purpose in their hearts, O God Almighty Lord, to give their lives to You. Lord, I thank You for who You are and for what You are doing right now in this season. And we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that You'll give us, O God, that understanding of Your word, that we will apply Your word unto wisdom. O God, I pray that we will listen and hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches during this time. So I thank You and I give You praise, honor, and glory for a Spirit-filled evening. Holy Ghost, take control, mighty God, and lead, O God Almighty Lord, where You want us to go. And give us, O God Almighty Lord Jesus, that enlightenment so that we can walk, O God Almighty Lord, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So I thank You today that You are in control. You are the sovereign God, and we give You glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord again for this another opportunity. So we will be starting chapter 5 of 1 John. Chapter 5 of 1 John. And chapter 5 verse 1 said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him." Whoever trusts in Jesus as the Messiah, as the Anointed One, is born of God. That's what John is saying here. Whoever trusts in Jesus as the Messiah, as the Anointed One, is born of God. That means they are born of the Spirit, born from above. And everyone that loves the Father who begats, everyone that loves the Father who begat, love also the begotten Son of His, who is Jesus. So if we say we love the Father, then we also have to love the Son. And if we love the Father, then we also have to love the begotten Son of His, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. The Word of God tells us that the begotten Son came forth from the Father, and He came to declare the Father to us. He came to declare the love of the Father to us. He came to declare the will and the purpose of the Father for us. He came to declare the intention of the Father for us. And we must glorify him. We must praise him. We must give him the worship that belongs to his great name. Verse 2 of 1 John chapter 5. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. People of God, the word is saying to us this evening, this is how we know that we love the children of God, when we show love for God by being obedient to his commandments. We can't say we love God and we are not obedient to him. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, obey my words. That's what Jesus is saying to us today, people of God. We say we love him. Yes, we will say we love him. But if anyone should ask you this question, do you love Jesus? How many people are going to say, no, I don't love him? Yes, we are going to say we love him. But if we are not obeying his commandments, it doesn't show that we love him. So we want to love him, not only in words only, but we want to love him by our action, by showing love for him. We keep his commandment. We obey what he says. He said, no, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And we want to keep his commandment. We want to love him and to love others as he has called us to love. Verse 3 of 1 John chapter 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments are not grievous. People of God, the word of God is saying, John is saying to us, this is how the love of God is demonstrated in our lives, when we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. People of God, we have to come to understand that God's commandments are not burdensome. His commandments are for us to love him and to love one another. Everything is wrapped up in this one word, love. When we truly love God and love others, of God, born from above, those who are regenerated are victorious over the world's influences. This is what we use to overcome this world, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People of God, let our faith remain steadfast in Jesus Christ. Let our faith be fixed, be grounded in him. People of God, the Lord is calling us to fix our faith in Jesus Christ, in who he is. He is the Son of God. So we have to know who our Savior is. We have to know that he is the Son of God. And we have to know the work that he has accomplished for us at the cross. Do we know him today? We want to know him. Know him in such an intimate way, people of God, that when trouble comes, when trials come, we will know that our God is faithful and he will come through for us. We want to remain victorious. We want to continuously walk in victory. This is what we use to overcome this world. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People of God, our faith is non-negotiable. We cannot negotiate our faith. We have to stand firmly in our faith in Christ Jesus. Rooted and grounded in his love. which never fails and never ends. People of God, we have to understand that Jesus Christ loves us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness he has drawn us unto himself. So let us stay in him. Let us stay rooted in the truth of his word. His word reminds us that his word is truth. So let us stay in the word. Let us stay and meditate upon the word, and let the word reshape us and reform us and make us more like Jesus each day. This is our victory, people of God. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith in Jesus Christ alone. Our faith in Jesus alone. Many will say, oh, I have faith. But faith in whom? Who did you put your faith in? We have to come to understand that our faith must be in Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. We have victory through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be rejoicing night and day because of our victory in Christ. We are more than overcomers through him. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. Verse 5 of 1 John chapter 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? John asks the question, who is he that overcometh the world? But he answers it also. He said, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Those who are victorious over the world's influences are those that have put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Where have you put your trust today? Is your trust in Jesus? Is your faith holding firm in Jesus? Jesus is calling us to hold firmly to his word. His word is truth. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Let us go back to the word of God. Let us go back to the light, which is the word. For your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. People of God, the Lord is calling us. We are more than overcomers through him. Let us walk as overcomers. Let us understand that our faith must be in Jesus Christ alone, who he is. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is God. He is deity. He is divine. He is love. He is our all in all. He is our righteousness. He is our all-sufficient one. Blessed be his name forever and ever and ever. We must glorify him. We must praise him. For he is our advocate. He intercedes for us day and night. He is our first love. Blessed be his name. Verse 6 of 1 John chapter 5. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. This is Jesus who came as the Word, and the water is represented in the Scripture as the Word. Jesus came as the Word and as the blood sacrifice for us. Even Jesus, the Anointed One, the Messiah. Not as the Word only, but as the Word and as the sacrificial lamb. He is the sacrificial lamb, people of God. John the Baptist saw him and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So John saw him. He is the Passover lamb. He is the one that came to give up his life for us. He died that we might live. And because he lives, we live. What a hope we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. What a testimony we have of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He saved us by his grace, and he keeps us by his grace, and he upholds us with his mighty hands. What a mighty God we serve. And the Spirit testifies of Jesus, because the Spirit is truth. The Spirit only can testify of the truth, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our weakness, and he testifies of Jesus Christ as the truth. So we bless God that Jesus Christ came and died for us, and because of that, he rose again, and he lives forevermore. And because of that, we can rejoice, and we can walk in this full and free salvation, walk in assurance of our faith in Jesus Christ alone. Verse 7 of 1 John chapter 5 says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." Three bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word. The Word is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Father, the Word, who is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. One, people of God. The Lord, Deuteronomy 6:4 said, "The Lord our God is one Lord." The Lord Elohim, our God, is one Lord. The three in the Godhead are one. One in essence, one in will, one in purpose, one in nature. They always agree. There's oneness, unity in the Godhead. So these three bear record in heaven. In verse 8 of 1 John chapter 5, "And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one." The three witnesses of Christ here on earth are the Holy Spirit, the water, which is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit bears witness here on earth of Jesus Christ. The water, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 5, verse 26 says, "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word." So the Word here is symbolized as water in Ephesians 5:26. In 1 Peter 1:23, the Word of God says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." And the blood, people of God, the shedding of his blood at the cross for us. He became the ultimate sacrifice for us. And these three agree in one. There's unity of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the blood of Jesus Christ. People of God, let us grasp this. There's unity of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the blood of Jesus Christ. So they all agree. The Word agrees with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit agrees with the Word and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. Verse 9 of 1 John chapter 5. He said, "If we receive the weakness of God, if we receive the weakness of men, sorry, if we receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. For this is the weakness of God, which he has testified of his Son." And people of God, we know that in Matthew 3:17, at Jesus' baptism, the Word of God says, God spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And in Matthew 17:5, the Word of God also said, when Jesus was transfigured on that Mount of Transfiguration, the Word of God says, the Lord spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear he him." For Peter was speaking of building three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. And the Lord spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him. He is the one that you are supposed to listen to and obey. Jesus is the one that we are to obey in everything. This is my beloved son. Hear he, him. So the father bears witness of his son. Verse 10 of 1 John chapter 5. The word said, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So people of God, we have to put our trust in the Word of God. He that put their trust in Jesus, the Son of God, has the witness of the Holy Spirit in him. The Word of God tells us that no man come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. He that does not believe has made God a liar, because he does not believe the witness that God gave of his Son. So people of God, we want to believe the Word of God. We want to listen to what God is saying to his Word and put our trust in what he says. God's Word is truth. The grass withers, the flower fades, but his Word stands forever. His Word said, he spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. So we have to put our trust in the Word of God. Hear him. Hear the Word. Trust the Word. And we have the witness of the Holy Spirit in us, people of God. For the Holy Spirit bears witness with us that we belong to God. So we have to stand firm in our faith. Stand firm in these trying times. Stand firm knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. Walking by faith and trusting in his Word. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. We want to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And lean not on our own understanding. His Word said, in all our ways we should acknowledge him. Acknowledge the Word. And he will direct our path. The Word will direct us. The Word is that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. It will give us direction. It will illuminate our path so that we do not stumble along this journey. Verse 11 of 1 John chapter 5. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. This is the record that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. This life is in Jesus Christ, his Son, people of God. John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Whosoever put their trust in Jesus, whosoever put their trust in Jesus will have eternal life, people of God. This is the testimony that God gives us, that eternal life is in his Son. John 17:3 said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal, that we know God the Father and we know Jesus Christ the Son. This is life eternal, people of God, that we have intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. Paul said that I may know him. That I may know him. And this word know denotes intimacy, that I may know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable to his death. People of God, to know him is eternal life. To know Jesus is eternal life. Do you know him today? Do you have eternal life in you? Do you know Jesus? The word said to know him is eternal life. To know the Father, to know Jesus is eternal life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life, people of God, that we know the Father and we know Jesus Christ, his Son. The Word of God tells us in verse 12 of 1 John chapter 5, he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. This verse, it is so clear. He that has the Son has life. If you have the Son, you have eternal life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. Those that have put their trust in Jesus and living in fellowship with him has eternal life. He that has not put their trust in Jesus and is not in relationship with him has not life. So no life is in those who have not put their trust in Jesus. For to know him is life eternal. So we want to truly know Jesus. We want to walk in fellowship with him daily. His word said, abide in me and let my word abide in you. And you ask what you will and it shall be done. We want to be in fellowship with Jesus. We don't want to just live by lip service saying Jesus, but truly not in fellowship with him. He's calling the bride, the church, into fellowship with him. He's calling us into a deep relationship with him. He's calling us to walk by faith and to be anchored in him. He's calling us to stand steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. So we want to be people of God who are walking by faith. Let this walk be a faith walk. We cannot walk by sight. What we see will deceive us, but help us to be able to see, Lord. We want to pray and say, Lord, help us to be able to see you, the invisible God. Help us to be able to see you in the Spirit and to walk each day knowing that you are with us, Lord. Father, we just thank God for his word this evening to his people, and we just thank him for what he's doing among us. We just thank him for speaking to us during this time. It's a good thing that the Lord is speaking to us. If he wasn't speaking to us, people of God, we would be so distraught. We would know what to do. But thank God his word is coming to us and just reminding us and calling us into a deep fellowship with him. So we thank God for his word to us this evening. And we just thank God that for you listeners out there that are listening to this word this evening, we pray that you will hide these words in your hearts, that you will not sin against God. Thank you all for listening, and we will continue next week in 1 John chapter 5. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your great love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you for your grace that you have bestowed upon us and your mercies that you have given to us each day anew. And we just thank you that your compassion fail not. And as we look to you this evening, O God, we pray that these words that have gone forth, O God, will, O God Almighty Lord, will be received by your people, and that they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. As we look to you by faith and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ alone, we say amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station.